My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Seth, the Texans quarterback is freaking famous, man.
Yeah, famous.
This dude is like famous. He's either being written about in ESPN with Snoop Dogg being quoted, or you got videos of him on the beach playing football with Tom Brady, Michael Rubin, and whoever else you like to find. Basically a who's who of celebrity. And this video came across my social media timeline over the weekend. And I got to admit something to you. Seth, you've known me for a while now. Even going back to the days where I actually was truly and genuinely a young man. Now I'm kind of I'm not young. I'm not old. I just am. I'm just existing in this world and in this space. So I don't think I'm old enough to like be considered an old man yet, but I am becoming like increasingly uncool, which I'm perfectly fine with. I don't have a yearning to be cool. It's a part of life. As you get older, you get less.
You don't need to show up in a group of kids with a skateboard over your shoulder.
I don't need the coolest jeans with the chain on them or the coolest Vans or I don't whatever the hell y'all are into these days. I don't have to do it.
You're not wearing a hoodie when it's 104 degrees outside.
Oh my God! I know my
like
daughter.
Every damn 13-year-old.
My daughter's not listening, but I'm thankful she hasn't passed out or had a heat stroke yet.
Why are these kids wearing sweatshirts when it's so hot? I don't get it.
I'm afraid of all of them. All of them.
I know. They're like physiologically different somehow.
But it's weird that it's comforting when you pull up to the middle school and you're like, you're thinking that something's wrong with your child. Because it's like, okay, I don't know why my kid has on the hoodie. But then you pull up to the middle school and all the kids are screwed. They're all like messed up in the head, apparently, because they all got hoodies on or like something on that doesn't make sense.
No, you know what? Oh, I never thought about it from that perspective. Because, like, as a parent, too, you're wondering, like, yeah, okay, well, yeah, are they ashamed, or do they have, like, are they trying to cover up for some reason or whatever? Yeah. No, they're just part of this psychotic group of Zoomers that will wear a hoodie no matter how hot it is, yes.
Yeah, you figure it might be a body positivity or lack thereof, insecurity thing. And if there's going to be that, middle school is the right age for that, or the wrong age, depending on how you're looking at it. But it's
right, the guy you got to start watching out for it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's the time when insecurities happen. But nah, man, you pull up to the middle school, and it's not just your child that's messed up. It's not just your child. But I was trying to sort through this video, man, because I'm like, all right, I'm increasingly uncool, but I felt pretty cool that I was actually able to go through this minute and a half video. And the Texans retweeted this. I don't know who Michael Rubin is the originator of the video.
It's probably Michael Rubin, who I think he does the whites party up in the Hamptons
now.
Which is probably, is that what this is, or is this something different?
They're clearly, I don't know if it's tied to it or not, but I mean, it's clearly like that same kind of crowd, but they're on a beach.
I know the athletes are all kind of in that Michael Rubin crew where we first saw C.J. Stroud when he met with Tom Brady and Travis Scott last year. There's like a circle there of athletes that he takes in. Yeah, I watched the video and I think Travis Scott might be the only non-athlete that I could name by without Googling anything.
Yeah.
The hefty guy from the memes. Who's that guy?
Ah, there we go. That's the one I was going to try to see if you could get, Seth. You already.
He's the hefty guy from memes.
The hefty
guy.
Is
he a rapper or is he just a social media star?
He is. So that's Drewski. That's
Drewski.
His name.
That's
his
right.
His
Drewski.
Drewski.
I knew it. I knew that I would know it and recognize it. I just couldn't come up with his name.
Yes.
So Drewski, who is this fella? Is he an actor? Is he a rapper? What's his deal?
Drewski is, I would say, a comedian, an influencer, and a skit specialist.
Okay.
That's like a thing that they do now. Like the comedians now, the social media comedians of today, do skits, you know, that are social media friendly, Twitter, TikTok friendly, right? So
yeah.
So he does a lot of the more, and the reason why you'll see a lot of the memes is because they come from some of his more well-known skits. But he's also now, you know, kind of joined this A-list celebrity club. You see him here with Michael Rubin, Tom Brady, and CJ Stroud, and all these A-list athletes. But also he's dated, I think Ruby Rose is another, influencer who is way out of his league, but because he's funny and famous now, he's able to kind of dabble into those waters.
Sure, Ruby Rose, of course, yes. I know exactly what you're...
Yes, of course.
I don't know who Ruby Rose is.
Hey, but I know her more by... You know how some of these women become more famous by their social media profile pictures and that sort of thing than their actual work? She comes from like the Kardashian line of influencer, right?
Okay.
Where you're just kind of famous for being attractive.
It's
that sort of thing. But the point is, you see him, right? You see that guy. He shouldn't be dating no Ruby Rose. But because he's funny and because he's famous, he's able to do that. And he's able
to... It's like
now,
Tommy Boy landed Cindy Crawford back in the day or something, right?
That's exactly it. That is 100% it. Way out kicking his coverage. But
it's good. I feel like that's a good part of social media.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. But I'm looking at this video. I'm like, man, CJ Stroud, it really kind of put in the focus for me. And I know we understand that he's got this relationship with Tom Brady and Michael Rubin already. But it really put in the focus for me how famous of a guy we've got here in Houston. Like, not just a really good quarterback, but like a star, a celebrity.
Yeah.
And this is ahead of their white party. This is like maybe a prequel to the white party. They're just kind of throwing the football around on the beach. But it did really kind of put in the focus. Hey, CJ, the hype around CJ goes beyond just Texans fandom and NFL projection. He's like a bona fide star.
I think if he can deliver on his football potential, there's a likability about him. And then there's also something about him being from Southern California that always gives you a leg up. It's almost like people in the entertainment community, like they tried like hell to put Matt Leinart over, you know? Matt Leinart, by the time he got to Houston, had not delivered on that potential fame and everything that he got from playing at USC. But, yeah, there's he's running around in circles of actual celebrities that transcend sport. Does it make you nervous that he's already in that world?
No, it doesn't actually. And there's something about, and this is how I'm going to kind of bring this all together. There's something about it that's actually kind of comforting. Like, I don't really care about the celebrity status of the quarterback, but between what I know and understand about CJ Stroud from having been around him and following him and, of course, getting a chance to, like, interview him and all of that, and, like, understanding his background and then, like, seeing it play out publicly, like, he seems very natural and comfortable in this space.
Yeah.
You know, like, he very much seems very natural and comfortable in this space. And I would say this to anybody who is uncomfortable, thinks CJ's talking too much or doing too much, too visible. Like this, it does not seem like a stretch for him. Like it's anything like he's having to go out of his way. you know, to kind of do these things.
I think that the like if I were a Cowboys fan and I'm watching Micah Parsons and all that stuff, it would make me more nervous, way more nervous, just because I don't think Micah has that same groundedness necessarily that CJ does. And Micah is in this video, and he's in a lot, like basically half the things that CJ's done this offseason, Micah Parsons is around. So I think there's a combination of CJ's personality and then the fact that he doesn't smoke or drink, which is I'm going to be the last person to criticize an athlete who drinks or whatever, but there is definitely an element to not necessarily going the wrong way with associations in entertainment. If you don't smoke or drink and you're comfortable in your own skin and you can be at these parties and everything and not feel like, you know, you gotta be somebody other than yourself, then that's where things can go south. And that's where guys can get really, really distracted. And with CJ, I think he's so level-headed, and because he's not, you know, diluting himself with chemicals or anything or alcohol, that it doesn't bother me the way it would if he were a guy that were out there living like Gronk. It's very rare the individual who can live like Gronk and still produce on the field. But if Gronk were a quarterback, it would have been devastating for Gronk. I think he would have been way too far outside of the guy who's got his nose in his playbook all the time, and it would have been bad. It was perfect that he was a tight end and he could just do what Tom Brady told him and he could go live his life. But like, I don't want my quarterback living like Gronk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So speaking of smoking and drinking or not smoking and drinking,
yeah,
as it pertains to CJ, I would recommend to the audience this ESPN.com piece that DJ Bieniemy put out on CJ Stroud. It actually covers the Snoop Dogg Football League, the little league football that Snoop Dogg does in Southern California that CJ Stroud was a part of from age like 12 to 13. And it goes over a lot of like what that league meant to CJ Stroud and how he kind of developed some of his early leadership traits and qualities and tendencies. And there's also a nugget in there about his mom. You know, CJ, obviously very religious, and that comes from his parents, comes from his mom for the most part. And so she was very nervous and hesitant about him originally joining that league because of its link or attachment to Snoop Dogg. You know, this is talking about 2014. So we're really just talking about a decade ago. But at that point, obviously, Snoop Dogg is a well-established Snoop. Everybody knows what he is. And she wasn't exactly sure what they were getting into.
Yeah, like what is she? Yeah. What exactly is a Snoop Dogg Football League look like?
Yeah,
and I think that's how a lot of people, until they actually learn what his league is and everything, that's the natural knee jerk reaction you have to like, okay, what Snoop has rapped about or what he, you know, how he spends his time recreationally or anything, that there's a certain hesitancy there that she had.
But then it turns out the league is, of course, it's on the up and up, and it ends up being one of the more influential and impactful moments in CJ Stroud's young life. Like, it's where he sort of develops these leadership qualities. And speaking to this Michael Rubin video that we led the segment off with, he's able to kind of, for lack of a better term, reach across the aisle or identify with guys who aren't necessarily similarly situated to him, right? And he learned that, I think, in part participating in this Snoop Dogg Little League, like just being around different kids from different backgrounds, himself having to deal with a huge life adjustment when his father goes to prison. You know, and so, like, all of those things kind of happening around the same time, he's much more able to relate and identify and meet others where they are without judgment or without compromise, without, like, becoming a different guy or, like, succumbing to the things that other people do. He's able to just kind of relate and still be himself.
I think, like, he had an experience that a lot of people either never have or they don't have it until adulthood, where you start to realize when you meet people outside your own neighborhood, like how different people's background might be, but that, like, how many similarities you still have, and that you just start to understand whatever stereotypes and assumptions you make about people, like how often you're wrong on that. And he did it in a position where he was not just a leader because he was a quarterback, but it sounds and it reads like from the DJ Bieniemy piece and, you know, other things we've learned about that league. Like, they actually asked him to lead. Like, he led film sessions and everything. And a lot of times, football coaches want their players to be leaders, but they don't actually give them that many opportunities to genuinely lead. It's not just breaking the huddle down at the end or whatever, or getting on somebody during practice. It's like running film sessions and helping guys out through their issues and everything. And I guess, like, the most obvious example of it with CJ is, like, the him and Cade Stover being basically, CJ described it like they're blood brothers almost, you know. That in Cade Stover grew up in rural Ohio on a beef farm, and CJ had a much different background than that, but they connected, you know, and there's no barriers there or anything, and they recognize each other for what they are. I think a lot of quarterbacks In the NFL, especially, or anywhere, like, a lot of them don't necessarily get the personal connection side of things. And I say quarterbacks because those guys also tend to be, like, very driven, type A personality types. And sometimes, like, the interpersonal connection falls by the wayside. Like, they're the classic, just, you know, corporate boss that just doesn't care about his employees or what have you. They're so focused on the objective. I think from a very early age through this league and then at Ohio State, CJ understood there's a whole different dynamic to it.
I just want CJ Stroud around Tom Brady as much as possible. Am I a basic B for that, or is that, like, a fair way to look at it as a football fan?
No, I
want your quarterback to spend as much time, as much proximity to Tom Brady as he possibly can.
Yeah. No, I 100%. That's like you found out, I don't know, if you found out that Kyle Tucker was hanging around Hank Aaron a whole bunch or something, and then, oh yeah, it turns out Kyle Tucker's been, boy, he's been going to a lot of parties with Hank Aaron. I'm like, oh, okay, I see zero wrong with this. That's probably a pretty good thing. Yeah, we'll go take more of that. Especially because Brady has become, is he struggling, like everybody does when they're done playing football, to figure out exactly what they're going to do in life? It seems like Brady has really latched on to wanting to be a mentor to younger players. So it's not like he's just, you know, telling CJ to, hey, keep your nose clean, and, you know, scruffing his hair and then tussling his hair and then going off to play golf. It sounds like he's actually giving him some deep wisdom.
He's Seth Payne. I'm Brandon Scott, in for Sean Pendergast. We got headlines coming up next. The Astros, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Also, some more drama with the Cowboys. And we might get Reed Shepard versus Bronny James in about a week. That's next on Payne and Pendergast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.